Listen to how Jesus refers to himself in John chapter 5, verse 27. He says that God the Father has given the authority of judgment to Jesus because he is the Son of Man. What I want you to notice is that designation, Son of Man. It's slightly different than what he said in verse 25, where he refers to himself as the Son of God. Here in verse 27, he's making reference to a prophecy in Daniel chapter 7 of the Old Testament. In Daniel 7, Daniel paints a picture for us of a divinely inspired vision where he sees the Ancient of Days, God the Father, sitting on his throne, surrounded by thousands upon thousands of angels worshiping him. And in that scene, there are some books that were laid open. But there's also a beast creature, a mocker and hater of God who is railing against God. And then, all of a sudden, the beast is killed and destroyed, and all of his little minions were stripped of their authority and dominion. And in dramatic fashion, riding in on the clouds, indicating his supremacy, one like a Son of Man came in and was presented to the Ancient of Days. And the Ancient of Days, God the Father, gave to him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. So Jesus is saying that he is that Son of Man, that the Ancient of Days hands dominion and authority to him. But wait, there's more. The Daniel text doesn't really tell us why dominion is handed to Jesus, but there is another passage that does. So turn your attention to Revelation chapter 5. In this passage, we have a similar scene as in Daniel. John sees God the Father on the throne, and he has a book or a scroll in his hand, and no one is found worthy to open the scroll. And what's on the scroll is the destiny of the world. It's the plan of redemption and judgment. Who's able to accomplish these things? Well, no one was found worthy, and because of such, John began to weep aloud. Unless someone could come along and execute the plan of God, then all would be doomed to eternal destruction. And then, all of a sudden, an angel grabs John's shoulder and tells him, "You can stop crying now because someone has just walked through the doors of heaven." And he saw the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But then John describes him as a lamb standing as though he had been slain. The seven horns that are talked about represent complete and total power. The seven eyes depict complete and perfect knowledge. And this one goes and takes the scroll. And everyone in heaven falls on their faces and they begin to sing, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain. And by your blood you ransom people from God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom of priests to our God." Do you see what's happening here? Why can Jesus say that he is the Son of Man in John's gospel and that he has authority to judge? Because he knew he would be the slain Lamb of God. Authority is granted to him because he died on the cross and rose again from the grave. Christ has the right to judge because by his death and resurrection, he purchased life for the believer. Believer, your eternity is secured within the hands of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has authority, and this security is not meant to make us feel cozy and comfortable, but courageous and confident. Nothing can come to you that hasn't been sifted through the hand of God, and nothing can happen to you to keep Jesus Christ from mediating on your behalf. So live boldly upon the Word of God, day by day. When you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Lushai Chin LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burma.